Arizona guy Fitty here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio, and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, happy New Year's Eve. And I tell you what, when you're thinking about celebrating in style, when you're thinking about looking back over 2016 and kind of looking ahead at 2017, and you want to do that with some great cuisine, you want to do that with some amazing cocktails, you want to do that with the service that helps to define the culture of a restaurant, I want you to come and celebrate with us on this live broadcast from Pastiche on North Campbell Avenue, just south of Fort Lowell. The place is done up in beautiful holiday fare. The twinkling lights. Everyone is just ready to serve this community an incredible New Year's Eve experience, the likes of which I have not seen in a long time. Come on down to this live broadcast from Pastiche, again on North Campbell, just south of Fort Lowell. There's still a few seats left for New Year's Eve, so come on in and join the party. And what a great segue, because our celebrity co-host knows her way around a party like no one I've ever seen. In fact, this is her eighth year-end show in a row that she has served as our celebrity co-host. It is an honor, fellow foodies. It is a distinct privilege to welcome back to the show from Young's Market Company, our very good friend, the queen of the cocktail, the sage of the spirit, their Wonder Woman of wine. Where else can we go? Jessica Nedenick is back.
Thanks, Matt. Wonder Woman of wine.
I mean, I'm just rolling. This is what I do. I love alliteration, and you're helping me alliterate.
You killed it.
Happy New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year's Eve to you. Has it been 8 years?
I will go back. On December 31st, 2009, you and I were broadcasting live from Azul up at the Westin La Paloma.
Correct.
And I believe that was the first show that you co-hosted with me in the New Year's Eve spot. And every year-end show since, you have graced us with your presence to talk a little bit about libation trends, the news from the past year. You gaze into your crystal ball, look into the future. And yes, we couldn't do the show without you, Jess.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We couldn't definitely do the show without Bubbles. I remember that first year we talked a little bit about Bubbles, and I introduced you to the wonderful world of French champagne and French fries.
You did, and I looked at you and I said, this will be the last time this woman ever comes on my show because she clearly doesn't know anything about food and wine pairings. And then I went home and I said, okay, let's do this. I'm going to open up some wonderful French champagne. I'm going to just kick out some amazingly beautiful seasoned French fries. And it worked!
It worked.
What is it about champagne and French fries that does work? It challenges everything you know about both.
It challenges everything you think you know. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Champagne goes with everything. We'll get to that today. It's
yes, we
will. Teaser.
I'm excited about the bubble segment, but this has been a great year.
Yes.
2016, no matter where you are in the foodie landscape, no matter where you are in the libation landscape, this has been a great year. There's been a lot of things that have happened in Southern Arizona on the food and beverage scene that have made not only local news, but national, nay, international news. But when Jessica Nenedick looks back to a great, delicious 2016, what are the kind of things that come to your mind when you think about what really made news on the beverage scene?
Well, I think what fortunately really made an impact for me on the beverage scene is the movement away from the mixologists and away from the stuffiness of cocktails, really back into service. The bartenders that are behind those bars, that are at your local places, that are at your restaurants, that are at your hangouts, they're at your fine dining places all over town, all over the country, are really getting back to service.
I love that you said that.
Thanks. I love it.
Because you're absolutely right. Because in the world of mixology a couple of years ago, you know, I went into some bars, certainly not any local bars, but I went to some bars outside of the market, and I felt like the mixologist, quote unquote, was thinking that I should be, it should be my privilege to be in his or her presence. Now it's the other way around, and it really is all about service.
Well, and the last thing you want to do when you go to a bar is be educated. You're like, look, buddy, I'm here for a cocktail, not for an education.
Right, exactly.
You know, I don't need to know the history behind this bourbon and this vodka and where the fault line that it grew. Whatever he wants to tell. You're not in the mood. Guess what? I'm here to have a beverage. I'm here to get some good service. I'm here for an ear sometimes. And I want to get great service. I want what I'm what's in my glass to be delicious.
Yeah, and it's this is the service industry.
This is, right? Well, duh.
Yeah, and you just think, okay, well, you know, we have discretionary dollars.
Yes.
We can take our dollars anywhere. When we come to a place, we know what we want. Sometimes we like to ask some questions, and we need the confidence,
sure,
of knowing that there's going to be answers there behind the bar, but we have a pretty good idea of what we want. I don't want it, like you said,
right,
know where the fault lines are.
Jeez.
I love that.
So here's what I love. Here's what I love about about 2016, and getting back to the basics of service, really great service, because I grew up in the restaurant industry. I know you had a lot of experience. I,
yes,
love the fact that that bartender is the most informed person in this restaurant.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they know the clientele. They know the food very well. They know all the beverages. They have to. And they give the best service. So, you know, you're going to find me eating at the bar more,
I think,
at the bar.
I think Pastiche is a great example because up until just a few years ago, the bar was sort of hidden back, mm-hmm, in the far back of the end of the restaurant when that was sort of the thing. But Pat and Julie Connor said, you know what? The bar is the anchor experience.
Absolutely.
So when you walk in after this wonderful kind of, you know, the new construction they did here a couple of years ago, you walk in the door, the first thing you see is that great bar.
Yeah, we're anchored in service at the bar. Absolutely.
And you're being served right away. Now, when it comes to, and look who's taking our picture right now, our resident photojournalist for On the Menu Live, Jim Wood, is in the house. As a matter of fact, all of the great pictures that you see on our Instagram gallery, Jim Wood took. All the bad pictures, I took. Check him out. We use Jim and only Jim for all of our photographic needs. Jim Wood Photography. Hey, Jim, what's your website?
JSWoodPhoto.com.
You know, hire him because he really is the best in the business. Back to Jessica Benedict.
So one other thing I want to talk about too, you know, the some of the trends that were in cocktails in 2016, we call it farm to bar. They're growing fresh ingredients.
Right.
They're using, simple, fresh, organic, you know, fruits and vegetables, when I say that. They're using fresh juices in their cocktails. Everything that they use has been really well thought out. You don't need to have 5,000 ingredients, but what's in your cocktail is good quality ingredients.
Yeah, and another wonderful thing I'm glad you said, and I didn't even look at your notes beforehand. I love seeing bartenders at farmers markets. It's, you know, it's not atypical to see a chef out there. I was at Heirloom Farmers Market a couple weeks ago. I ran into two bartenders,
yeah,
who were going through fresh produce.
Absolutely. They're getting
That's
inspiration.
That's exactly what you're talking about.
Getting inspiration for their cocktails, getting flavors that maybe we're not used to seeing in cocktails. And I really think that was a great trend that happened in 2016, especially here in Tucson, where we have an amazing bartender scene. I mean, these bartenders are leaders in the restaurant. They're making great strides toward innovative cocktails and fresh ideas. Everything tastes great, and the service is great. And that's really tying it all together.
Exactly. And speaking of service, Young's Market Company is all about service. And I love the fact that you actually get to engage these bartenders, these restaurateurs, every day.
Absolutely.
All day long and call it work. That's awesome. Anyway, we're talking to Jessica Benedict from Young's Market Company. She is our celebrity co-host for the full hour in this New Year's Eve broadcast from Pastiche, again on North Campbell, just south of Fort Lowell. I want you to know we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, Jessica Benedict herself is beginning to untwist the wire cage around the top of a gorgeous bottle of bubbles. And friends, you do not want to miss one delicious sip. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here. And I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778.
Hey, fellow foodies, what's that aroma in the air? It's the fragrance of fall, which means the great pumpkins have finally arrived. And no one celebrates pumpkin season like the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro. Try their award-winning waffle with spiced pumpkin seeds and bacon. or their pumpkin chili for those who prefer their pumpkin on the savory side. It's loaded with fresh veggies with just a kiss of pumpkin spice. And the girls got you covered for all your holiday dining and entertaining needs. I'm talking pumpkin pies, pumpkin breads, pumpkin cinnamon rolls, pumpkin cream cheese logs. It's a veritable pumpkin palooza. Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. for breakfast, brunch, and lunch. Look for them on North Oracle Road, just south of Rudisill, or give them a call to place your holiday order. 408-9000. That's 408-9000.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live for a special New Year's Eve broadcast live from Pastiche on North Campbell Avenue, just south of Fort Lowell. There's a few seats remaining for New Year's Eve tonight. Come on in here and join the party. And the party includes our celebrity co-host from Young's Market Company, Jessica Nenadic, is back with us. And the bubbles did some bubbling during our commercial break. And what better time, but not the only time, to talk about bubbles than New Year's Eve?
Absolutely. But it's not the only time, Matt, to talk about bubbles.
Exactly. And I love that because, you know, when I think about, you know, on the beer side, Sarah Ritchie, Craft Beer Betty, said, you know, says, I want to challenge the myth that a great stout is only for the months November, December, and January. She's a year-round stout kind of girl. Bubbles can be a year-round experience.
Well, yeah, and I think it's, you know, they need to be because some of the best grapes in the world are turned into sparkling wine. I mean, obviously, we think of champagne, we think Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, Pinot Meunier. But we need to look at all of the different types of sparkling wine all over the world, the different grapes that are making such unique flavors in champagne. Why not bubbles?
That should be the hashtag for 2017. Hashtag why not bubbles?
Why not bubbles?
All right, I'm in. I mean, twist my arm, Jessica Nenadic.
Right?
Well, you know what? We have not hoisted a glass to offer a toast to a wonderful year. And since you are a celebrity co-host and since you have brought a lovely selection, why don't you offer the toast? And you can tell us what we're drinking.
All right, so we are going to toast to 2016 being a great year in the cocktail and restaurant scene. We're going to toast to 2017 being even better.
Can we do better than we did this year?
I think we can. You know what I think we can do better at? I think we can do better at getting people out into the restaurant and experimenting and drinking really interesting either cocktails, beer, or bubbles.
Amen. I will drink to that. Let's get our microphones as close to the clink as we can.
Ready?
One, two, three.
Oh, we almost broke a glass.
This is live radio. Okay, what are we enjoying right now?
So this is a sparkling called Le Grand Courtage. It's a French bubble. It's a Brut style, dry style. So when you see Brut on the label, it's going to be a dry style of wine. It's not going to have sweetness to it.
Right.
Not all champagne, not all bubbles are champagne. But all champagne is bubbles.
That's right. It has to be from the Champagne region of
it
France,
does.
Right, to have that designation.
Yes.
And I think we haven't eaten yet, and I love the Brut, getting started with the Brut style, the drier style, because it almost, in a kind of a weird way, prepares the palate for the food you're about to enjoy.
Not almost. That's exactly what it does, Matt.
I feel so special.
Yeah. the acidity in the wine, any wine, whether it's bubbles or other, really wakes up your palate. You know, makes you excited to have a bite of food. But bubbles adds another layer because of the carbonation, the fizziness in it. That's what's so exciting about bubbles.
This is a lovely selection that you brought out for us. Now, let's talk about why not bubbles. So December 31st has to be the biggest bubble day of the year.
Oh, absolutely.
And then really the holidays, you know, November through January, is kind of the big bubble season.
Mm-hmm.
But why do bubbles get a bad rap for the other 9 months of the year?
Well, I don't think they get a bad rap. They just get forgotten.
They just get
forgotten.
Excellent point.
And I think that it's important because, you know, bubbles, like we said, exciting on the palate. Celebratory. I think when we think of bubbles, we think of a special occasion, anniversary or a birthday or something to celebrate, maybe a birth or something like that. But what I think that we need to remember with bubbles is that they're great with all types of food. They're usually a little bit lower in alcohol, so it's not going to weigh you down too much.
Right.
You know, like a big heavy Zinfandel would.
Sure.
Very, very wide range of flavors because the grapes from all over the world the most beautiful grapes all over the world produce bubbly wine.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we talked a little bit about the pairing, the champagne and the French fries, which challenges that Bubbles is only for the pre-meal toast or the pre-meal salutation. But on the kind of the pairing spectrum, mm-hmm. when you're thinking about the kinds of foods, like I love champagne and oysters.
Uh-huh.
I love the way the brine and the bubbles kind of play together. But what is there a natural connection when it comes to the kinds of foods that do better with bubbles than perhaps another kind of wine?
Well, it will depend on what grape the bubble's made from.
Sure.
Okay, so when you're looking at champagne and oysters, you're looking at a dry, crisp white wine, lots of acidity naturally in that Chardonnay or that Pinot Noir grape that champagne's made from. It's going to pair nicely with that oyster. But if you're thinking about something like, Prosecco, maybe something that has a little bit of more of a sweetness to it, maybe something in a salty cheese, like maybe a brie or a goat cheese or something like that would go great.
Oh, I'm writing that one down. Okay, Prosecco and brie and maybe a little goat.
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
that's
you know,
really working for me.
That Prosecco, you can also do, don't discount this at all, but you can also mix with Prosecco. You can mix juices. You can mix flavors with it. Don't hesitate to mix a little with your bubbles as well. I think we did a show about that.
We certainly did. One of the eight.
One of the eight shows.
One of the things I loved seeing some restaurants get into now are mimosa flights. So
okay.
I see, they line up a landscape of champagne or sparkling bubbles, and then they have just little ramekins of different fresh squeezed juices, and you can kind of add mm-hmm. your own. And you can taste through a spectrum of bubble-based libations. And it's just so much fun because it gets you into the interactive experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, when we're thinking of a mimosa, is there a Jessica Nenedic protocol or a style in the ratio? There is a great gulf between uh-huh. the people that say that the orange juice needs to be at least 51% of the cocktail and the champagne needs to be 51% of the cocktail. Where does our oracle of wisdom on the champagne scene fit on that story?
Well, I got to tell you, it depends on the quality of the bubble and the quality of the juice. If I'm drinking a high-quality bubble and I really just want a little something to stretch a little bit, just a touch of juice would work.
Okay.
Or maybe even a touch of sparkling soda. That's fun, too.
Give it a whole other
give it a whole other dimension.
Yeah.
Sunday morning football, we open a couple of bottles of cheap bubbly. Put a little bit more juice in there.
Because a football game is a three-hour game.
It is a three.
So you need to be mindful.
Absolutely.
As you're making your way through.
We need to stretch that cocktail out.
What's the one bottle of bubbles that all of our listeners need to know about as they are toasting 2016 and moving into 2017? Impossible question to answer, I'm sure.
Okay, that's an impossible question to answer. But I'll tell you this. There's a bubble for everybody.
Right on.
You always start with a quality wine shop. Okay, you go in there and you say, I like this in wine. They'll be able to pick out something perfect for you. And always, always feel comfortable with your budget because there's nothing like spending $100 on a bottle of wine that's delicious. But you know what? You can't get it back.
All right, well, you've
heard some. Once it's gone.
Great things from our celebrity co-host from Young's Market Company, Jessica Nenedic. She is our bubbles resource in ways that others just can't be. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple more of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, in his inaugural appearance on this show, the Honorable Cole Connors is in the house, going to be talking about the new cocktail menu. We're just going to keep talking about booze, Jessica, for the entire show.
That sounds like a New Year's Eve show to me.
Anyway, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and I think that fall is one of the most delicious seasons of the year. So please join me in celebrating the flavors of fall at a restaurant that takes this season seriously. Commoner & Co. Start with a bruleed blue cheese tart with a ginger snap crust, or a fall harvest salad with a bounty of butternut squash, red apples, and spiced pumpkin seeds. And then warm your soul with a bowl of rigatoni bolognese with Wagyu beef, mozzarella curd, and ricotta. You'll also enjoy a number of other dishes that represent the year's harvest, as well as some fun fall cocktails that are being shaken and stirred even as I speak, like right now. And on Mondays, all season long, it's half off all bottles of wine. Fall is officially in season at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cole. I'll see you there.
Hey, fellow foodies, it's a brand new year, and I'm throwing down a challenge.
The time has come for each and every one of you to do what I did years ago and liberate your pantries once and for all from those old jugs of oil and vinegar that you got from the big box grocery store. I'm Matt Russell, and I say enough is enough. It's time to make a fresh start for your family's health and choose only the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamic vinegars that can only be found at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Take it from the palate of a pro. Tom Alfonso is one of only a handful of certified olive oil tasters in the country, and his highly trained staff is ready to show you what you've been missing by pouring you some free samples today. Enjoy single varietal, fused, and infused olive oils, along with suggestions for pairing them with the perfect balsamic vinegars. Stop in today at one of their two convenient locations, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell in St. Phillips Plaza, and on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee in Plaza Escondida. Or check them out online at alfonsooliveoil.com. On behalf of Tom and Nancy Alfonso, here's to your health and happiness all year long.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Thank you so much for tuning in like you do every Saturday at 5. And we're here celebrating New Year's Eve in style here at Pastiche on North Campbell Avenue, just south of Fort Lowell. And our friend Cole Connor says there's a few more tables left to fill tonight. And we want all of you to come on down, have a cocktail, and have some great cuisine. We're going to be talking to Executive Chef Tim Moore to talk about what New Year's Eve looks like at the center of the plate. But we are here talking to Cole Connors himself, because a new cocktail menu just got rolled out. Absolutely. And you got a lot of cocktail fans in this town. Cole, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi, good to be here.
Well, before we talk about this new cocktail menu, I'm curious, Cole Connors. You know, I take my libations seriously. And whenever there's a season or a holiday or a special occasion, or even if it's just a Tuesday night out with the guys, I begin my experience with a cocktail. I begin with a libation. When people come into Pastiche tonight, when they're thinking New Year's Eve, what are your guests going to be drinking tonight? What says New Year's Eve better than anything else on the cocktail side?
Well, you covered it before with the bubbly, but you can't just stop at the bubbly. You have to keep going, and you need a little variation in there. We have a bunch of different options, actually. We have everything from the fruitier side to the hardcore, very traditional whiskey side. So a few that I would recommend if you're thinking of getting something that you can only get here. The Dreamweaver is one of our signature cocktails. It's brand new to the menu. It's actually a little mix of some Deep Eddie's ruby red vodka with some simple syrup, sweet and sour, a little hint of lemon in there.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and we top it with a little mint.
Oh, mint. Mint and grapefruit.
Yeah, it brings a little brightness to the palate.
That's the Dreamweaver.
The Dreamweaver.
All right. It was named after one of our bartenders, actually.
You had a bartender named Dreamweaver?
Oh, man. yes, but we call her Dreamweaver, but her name is Tana.
So. Okay, Tana. Okay, yeah. So this was her concoction.
Yeah.
Okay, it sounds like it's got all kinds of wonderful flavors playing together, and they all play well, play nicely together. The Dreamweaver is great. Now, are you going to kind of be paying tribute to the classic Pastiche cocktails? Like, the Big Pat Martini will never disappear from your menu, Cole.
Never, ever. No, my grandfather was a very good man, and he only drank one thing, and that was gin. So when we do a Big Pat Martini, it's gin and only gin with a couple of ice cubes per taste.
Just as a special tribute to your grandfather, Big Pat. Yeah, man, I tell you what. And so there's this new cocktail menu that you rolled out. When you're thinking about putting together a new cocktail, of course, preserving those cocktails that there would be riots outdoors if you took off. But are you trying to bring in kind of newness with the whiskey side, newness with the gin side, really being able to refresh the whole menu with different spirits?
Actually, yeah, we're featuring a new option called the Tucson, which is a twist on a traditional Toronto, and we do it with Tucson and local whiskey, the Del Bac.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yes.
So it gives it a little Tucson spirit, and we do some nice bitters with it, and then a Fernet Barranca.
Yeah,
some good flavoring. It's kind of earthy, more herbal, you know?
You know, I like that you said that, Cole, with the Whiskey Del Bac, and that's one of our local Tucson spirits. That's one of the trends that we saw definitely in 2016 was restaurants embracing the local local spirit and beer scene.
Yeah, it's very important. Just like local restaurants, you know, local distilleries and breweries need to survive too.
Absolutely. And your family, the Connors family, has been in the restaurant business your whole life.
My whole life. I grew up here. I took my first steps here, and boy, has it been a
You took your
journey.
First steps at Pastiche?
I did, no, just on the other
point,
side of the bar there.
Point right on the other side of the bar. Wow. I mean, these are the stories that I love that come out here. We're breaking news, in fact. Our advertisers love that we break news because Cole Connors took his first steps here at Pastiche on the other side of the bar. No one else has told that story.
Yeah. And
it'll be important in a few years.
I'm really proud to see you in the industry and taking over and really taking that leadership role. It's awesome.
Thank you. I'm trying.
Brand new cocktail menu. Come on in. Get a sense of all the action that's behind the bar. And you can't talk about the bar experience at Pastiche without talking about the Irish whiskey. It's like a museum you have back there. It is a showcase. What makes the Irish whiskey selection such an important and an anchor experience at Pastiche?
Well, a lot of kids grow up with milk. I grew up with whiskey. So a young age, I had tried just about everything there was. But it never stops growing, and we have actually 242 different kinds of whiskey.
Okay, say that again, Cole Connors.
We have 242 different kinds of whiskey.
Now, Jessica, have you tasted through that portfolio?
I have not had the opportunity, but the night is young, Matt.
The night is young. The sun is still
shining.
We're
going to need a few flights.
Irish really does, it does just do really, really well here, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. We're known as every St. Paddy's Day, and halfway to St. Paddy's Day, we turn the place into an Irish pub. So it's no longer a restaurant, and we have live music and all that. But tonight we're focused on New Year's Eve, and you can't go wrong with Irish whiskey and bubbly, right?
You can't do it. I'm glad you brought up St. Patrick's Day. Patty's Irish Pub,
yes.
Twice a year. In fact, fellow foodies, I would go ahead and make reservations now. I mean, Cole, are we able to do that 3 months out?
Yes.
This is the hottest ticket in town when it comes to celebrating Irish style, and the Connors family knows the Irish experience better than anyone that I have ever known. So they do it on March the 17th, and that's not good enough for the Connors family. So September 17th, halfway to St. Patrick's Day, they do it all again, and you get that wonderful, authentic Irish experience. It begins with the Irish whiskey and works its way through the entire experience. But as you said, Cole Connors, we're talking New Year's Eve. We're talking great champagnes and bubblies. We're talking about some great cocktails that are just being released on this great menu. Eric Brenner, your bartender here, just won the World Margarita Championship with a mesquite bean tea margarita. Anyway, there's a lot going on here, Cole Connors.
You know, he actually came up with a new one today, so come on in and try it.
Come on and try it. Cole Connors, thanks so much for hanging out with us. We're going to take a quick news break and thank a couple more sponsors. And when we come back, Chef Tim Moore is in the house talking New Year's Eve cuisine in this New Year's Eve broadcast from Pastiche. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and if your family is like mine, you gotta have a salad with your pizza, right? I mean, I think it's just as important as the wings and the beer. And when looking for standout salads to accompany our pizza pies, we look no further than Tino's. Family-owned and operated for 32 years, Tino's Pizza just launched a new salad menu that features 8 fresh options, including new chicken Caesar, spinach, and caprese salads. And what fine companions they'll make for one of Tino's signature sandwiches, calzones, or pizzas, like the iconic Big Mo, a 20-inch pizza powerhouse that you have to see to believe. If you're looking for an honest and authentic neighborhood pizza joint, do what I've been doing for decades and ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tankaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town.
And welcome back. You're listening to On the Menu live on 104.1 KQTH in our special commemorative New Year's Eve broadcast live from Pastiche on North Campbell Avenue, just south of Fort Lowell, here with my celebrity co-host for the full hour from Young's Market Company. The lovely Jessica Nenadick is back.
Thank you for having me, Matt.
Making our way through some bubbles.
Of course.
But not, why not bubbles? Not just New Year's Eve. So we've taken a page out of the Nenadick playbook,
yes.
And we're going to be drinking champagne every day, 365 in 2017.
Yes, please.
Before we get to Executive Chef Tim Moore, there was a celebrity moment that happened a few minutes ago because John Brownice just walked in the restaurant and the place, just there was a collective hush that just rocked the restaurant because there's John. Anyway, John Brownice from Raytheon Missile Systems is here. Now, John, I'm so glad that I was able to pull you away from your, you're hosting
a nice cocktail, Matt.
He was having a cocktail.
Middleton, as you mentioned, Irish Whiskey Collection.
Irish whiskey.
John knows Irish, just about as well as anybody. But I gotta tell you, I had the privilege of working with the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl project this year. The bowl was yesterday at Arizona Stadium and the place was packed with veterans, military, active duty military, teachers, first responders, sheriffs, police officers, underprivileged kids. And it's kind of my understanding, John Brownice, that Raytheon Missile Systems played a central role in making it possible for these military families to attend the game based on Raytheon's contributions. That's extraordinary.
That's right, Matt. Right before the bowl game teams were announced, Mike Fader came to us and said he thought it was going to be a fairly high probability that the Air Force was going to be in the Arizona Bowl.
Right.
And that got us to thinking, you know, that's a very appropriate game for us to sponsor, not just to support the local community, but also to support the Air Force. And, you know, put against the University of,
South Alabama. The Jaguars.
Yeah, University of South Alabama. And actually, interestingly enough, on the scoreboard, it had Air Force versus USA.
University
of South Alabama. So there was the Air Force versus the USA. And I don't think the Air Force had played against the USA before. But it was our honor to do that to support not just the local community, Matt, but, of course, the Air Force and really the Arizona Bowl, one of the finest bowl games in the state of Arizona.
I can absolutely agree with you. I had a chance to visit with a couple of those military families who said they were able to go to this game because of that contribution. They wouldn't be able to go were it not for Raytheon and the other partners that rallied to make that possible. What does it say, about Raytheon as a company to be able to do this, not for a company's purpose, but to really share the spirit of the season with people that are the hardest working people in our country?
Well, you know, we have the utmost respect for our military members, men and women in uniform, veterans, active duty, and their families. And this was just the absolute greatest way we could see to put some money where our mouth is to support not just our customer, but our community.
I tell you what, this nation is in a better place because of Raytheon Missile Systems. It is a treasure to have Raytheon Missile Systems call Tucson home. John Brownice, I treasure our friendship, and I am so glad that you stepped up in such a big way to make an exponential difference in the lives of others. And you do that without any fanfare. You did that with any expectation. You do it because it is the right thing to do. And John Brownice, I thank you, and so does this community. Thanks so much.
Matt, thank you very much for your assistance in making all this happen.
Absolutely. John Brownice from Raytheon Missile Systems, everybody.
Thank you, sir.
Doing the hard work, keeping us all safe and all proud. And speaking of proud, the pride of the back of the house at Pastiche, Executive Chef Tim Moore. Tim, how you doing? Long time no talk, man.
I'm doing great, Matt. How are you?
Happy New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year's to you.
So this is like, you know, people are starting to come in. You know, I would imagine, you know, most of the, you know, sort of the reservations are a little bit later in the night, but people are coming in here having some cocktails because Jessica Nenadick told them to. Cole Connors had some great things to say about cocktails. So this is the time where you're just going to breathe, get ready for the energy that is about to happen. What does New Year's Eve look like for the Moore family? How do you guys celebrate New Year's Eve?
We celebrate by me being at work all night.
He doesn't really know how they're celebrating.
That's right.
My lovely wife waits for me at home, and we have our nice little celebration later on in the night.
At 2:30 tomorrow morning.
Right? Exactly.
So when we're and I want to talk a little bit about the New Year's Eve menu here in a bit. in terms of specific dishes, but you've created this great kind of experience that really, you know, hits all kind of fires on all cylinders. And I'm taking a look at the menu, but take a step back. When you're thinking about a blank canvas, when you're fashioning what you want New Year's Eve to be all about at the center of the plate, some, you know, you might say that people have expectations for what, you know, there had better be, you know, beef on a New Year's Eve menu for what, you know, for whatever reason. There better be this, there better be that. Are there certain mandatory things that you think a New Year's Eve menu must showcase?
I think it should showcase some sort of luxurious seafood. Mm. Usually you see lobster, oysters. I like putting sea scallops on my menu. We get amazing U10 sea scallops, which means there's 10 to a pound. Our plate, you get 5 scallops. That's half a pound of scallops. And they are fresh Atlantic sea scallops, so can't really go wrong there.
That's luxury.
Luxurious. Unctuousness. I mean, that's that pastiche. You know, you want to do what people really want.
Yes.
You give the people what they want. Just gorgeous seafood. That's going to be the sea scallops are going to be a killer.
Oh, I know. I agree with you, Tim. I agree that when I think of New Year's Eve and I think of the what's going to be on my plate, I think of luxury. And for me, it's lobster or scallops or crab legs or something like that.
Definitely.
What else you got?
Speaking of luxury, I mean, I've got, it's one of my pride and joys that I love. I throw it out there every once in a while. I've got a ancho beer braised pork ossobuco, which is a 1 pound pork shank. And I slow braise it for 4 hours in session lager, a little ancho chili, goes on top of a wild mushroom risotto. So you want to talk about luxury.
Okay.
All those layers of flavors and the mushrooms and the risotto.
And the spice from the ancho coming
in.
Oh,
absolutely.
And the creaminess, so you get these textural differences.
And then
as well.
Ossobuco, that's the beautiful bone in ossobuco.
Okay, 4 hours? You rendered that baby down for four hours?
Yeah, so they cook it down for 4 hours, low and slow.
Okay, so, and that really just begins to make it, you know, super tender. So we talk about the bone. But you don't have to work hard to remove the meat from the bone.
That's one of the things we're actually going to taste, and you can literally eat it with a spoon.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that.
Wait a minute, this is radio, Matt.
We're going to taste.
We're
going to
taste
Jessica.
It on the radio.
That's right. You said you reduced that in session lager.
Yes.
Okay, so we're in this great beer place as a country, as a people, and you could go anywhere with the beer. What is it that you like about the profile of that session when you're using it as a reduction sort of broth to really get that ossobuco where you want it to be?
I use a session because it's not something that's too heavy. It's got a very light, crisp note to it. You don't want it to take on a huge amount of the beer flavor. You just want it to get a nice little hint of beer in there. And at the end, we reduce the braising liquid down and make a sauce out of it. So it works wonderfully for a sauce at the end.
And I should say,
sounds delicious.
It's just, and so does the price point. Because I'm looking at this menu, and clearly there's a typo. Because that whole dish that Timur just described is $21. Okay.
$21.
Not $41. $21. Wild mushroom risotto, chef's vegetable, braising sauce, as he said. The fried shiitake mushrooms, that gorgeous dish. $20! I mean, come on!
And I said it's a 1 pound pork shank. Don't forget that.
Okay, so it cost
you more than $21 to make that at home.
I can guarantee you.
I know it will.
So I asked Cole, you know, he talked about refreshing that cocktail menu here at Pastiche. You've got this wonderful New Year's Eve menu, and I know you like to kind of change things seasonally as well.
Yes, definitely.
You know, he said if he took the Big Pat's Martini off the menu, there would be trouble in the streets. That is one, no matter how many times you refresh a cocktail menu, that Big Pat's Martini is not going anywhere. Is there one dish on the Pastiche menu that you know, Chef Tim Moore, is so sacrosanct that you would be taking your life in your own hands if you were even thinking about removing it from the menu?
Yes, the bourbon salmon.
So he didn't even pause.
No.
He knew. The bourbon salmon trends here. Why? What about that dish makes people go crazy?
It's just a really classic salmon dish. I mean, it's homey. You get a nice 7 ounce portion of salmon. We get it fresh every other day. We make this beautiful apple brown sugar bourbon glaze that goes on top. And I was told if I ever try to take that off the menu, I can just walk out the door.
Brush up your resume
exactly.
And hit the streets more.
I might revolt if you took Diablo fries off the menu.
Or the fried avocado.
Oh, that.
Served in the martini glass.
Now, that is one of my favorites in town.
What's the, there's like a little spicy aioli that you serve those fried avocados with. What's that?
The chipotle aioli.
The chipotle aioli.
If you haven't had a fried avocado with chipotle aioli at Pastiche, you are missing the boat.
Last time I was here with Tim Moore, I was eating the fried avocados with, and I asked him if the aioli came in a venti. You know, I mean, I just literally sit in a corner and just right out of the cup. Now, what about, what in terms of New Year's Eve tonight, is it a special New Year's Eve menu where there's four or five dishes that you got to choose one from column A and two from column B? Talk a little bit about the options that your guests are going to have.
No, I mean, I wouldn't say it's a limited menu, but it's not a prefix menu where you got to pick an appetizer, you have to pick an entree, you have to pick a salad. We've limited it, but we've also put four or five specialty items that we're only serving tonight. And then there's a lot of our classics, like I said, the bourbon salmon, the grilled lamb loin chops, our smoked salmon salad. All of those are on the regular menu. It's a smaller menu, but it's not a prefix.
Well, it looks like to me that you're really making a special evening for people that are coming in. You're serving them their favorites, but you're also making some real special additions that are making tonight important and special for them. I like that.
Exactly. And look at the very bottom of the menu. What does that say?
Bubbles, bubbles, bubbles.
While they last. Again, bubbles continue to make news on this broadcast.
I am not surprised, Matt Russell. Not surprised.
So is there one dish here, Chef, that when you're kind of taking a look at the menu here, if someone wanted to know what it's like to be Chef Tim Moore, if someone wanted to know from a culinary perspective, if there's one dish on this menu that you honestly believe is a manifestation of who you are as a human being, your personality, your psychology, what is symbolic of the Chef Tim Moore approach to the culinary arts?
I've got to say it's the pork ossobuco.
There it is. You know, and I'm not surprised because when you were describing it, it was done with such poetry. You speak with great pride about this dish.
I do. There's a lot of passion put into it.
And passion, really. You know, when you sit down with a chef, you know, if the passion's not there, the food is not going to execute. Passion, Tim Moore, really is as important to your work as kicking out a great dish.
Yes, exactly.
Beautiful. Well, before we start our tasting, I do want to take just a minute to remind all of our listeners that Pat Connors is in a fight. Pat Connors is fighting cancer. And he broke that news to the community about I think a couple of months ago, Jess. And I just want to say to the Connors family, you know, there are no two better people in this community that do everything that Pat and Julie Connors do. They do for the community. They do for you. They do for me. They do for their guests.
Absolutely.
They never ask for anything. They never ask for anything in return. Nothing is done by Pat and Julie Connors for Pat and Julie Connors, and we're going to be posting a link up on our Facebook page at On the Menu Live here shortly, because fighting cancer, Jessica, is not cheap. The Connors family is blessed with health insurance, but the deductibles and the copays and all of that nastiness that accompanies this diagnosis, those are extraordinary.
And now's our time to give back to the Connors family after all that they've given back to the community. So please post that on our Facebook page.
It'll be posted
on Menu Live.
Yeah, and I was, when I first saw that, you know, and I asked Pat, I said, Pat, I want to do this. And, you know, and I could understand, you know, if he could say, well, I'd rather not make a big deal about it. But he says, you know, it means a lot to me. And I saw, you know, the community is really rallying, Jessica.
Absolutely.
The community is really stepping up. And I want all of my listeners to know, just like Jessica Nanovic said, this is the time to give back to a family that has given this community for decades. But Pat is probably listening right now, probably wishing he were here having a cocktail with us. But, Pat, we love you. And this show and this whole spirit of the season is all about you, my good friend. So thank you for your gifts, and we hope to return those gifts many times again and again and again.
Absolutely.
So anyway.
Cheers to Pat.
Cheers to Pat. Another clink, clink. There we go. All right, Tim Moore. Well, cheers to Tim as well.
Thank you, Chef.
Thank you.
Thank you for a beautiful menu.
Anyway, so while we're waiting for the cuisine to arrive. Oh, is it here?
It is.
Oh, all right. Well, so you might have to take off your headset.
Let me grab it
all right,
for
you. So we're going to sing the theme from Jeopardy while Tim Moore goes and plates up. So I love Tim Moore. Tim is like one of the best in the business. You know, I mean, he's just like, he has that Connors kind of spirit that
sure.
He just wants to serve. You talked about service behind the bar, Jessica. Tim Moore is about service at the center of the plate. And I tell you what, I'm taking pictures here for our Facebook page, for our Instagram gallery, on the menu, live across the social media spectrum. You can tell by looking at the way a dish is plated.
Absolutely.
That service is important to Tim Moore. Just beautiful. So, Tim, we have time to do one tasting. We'll do another tasting at the end of our next commercial break. But you've got a couple of things here for us to try. Where should we go first?
Once again, I'm going to say let's start with that Asabuco.
Let's do it.
Oh, all right.
And I was about to take a picture, but thank God Jim Wood is here because he is swinging into action with his camera.
Oh, my gosh,
he's
Matt.
Taking some great photos. Okay.
I'm going to eat this with a spoon. We have forks, but I'm going to eat this with a spoon.
Okay, well, I'm going to move that fork over here for our producers because, yes, they eat too. We have to feed them and care for them, nurture them, love them.
Absolutely.
Because without Caitlin and Katie, we're nothing. We are reduced to nothingness. Without their fine service from the EW Scripps Radio Network.
So tell me how this Asabuco differs from the traditional Asabuco.
Traditional Asabuco is veal shank.
Uh-huh.
And this is obviously a pork shank.
I give up. I surrender. I surrender to Tim Moore and his greatness.
Different animal.
Okay, I notice that there's not a knife in sight.
There is
no knife
in sight.
Nor should there be.
No.
Okay,
if I see a knife go out with that plate, the servers get a strong talking to afterwards.
Okay, This is that creamy risotto with that beautiful, tender pork. Gorgeous emerald green vegetables. There's a sheen across there, which I'm thinking is a byproduct of, you know, that beautiful slow roast that you use with that session. I need to take another bite.
It's delicious. It's very delicious. It's just so tender, falling raw off the bone. And that mushroom in the risotto,
just
perfectly.
Makes it just beautiful.
And then every once in a while, I get a nice little pop of one of those fried shiitakes on top.
Mm. And there's those textural differences that we're talking
about.
Okay, this is a sexy dish.
It's pretty sexy.
Thank you.
There's a luxuriousness to this dish, and that is
New Year's Eve.
Okay, Tim Moore, we want to give a pastiche gift card to one of our listeners. If they know the answer to the trivia question, again, Tim is going to reveal the trivia question of the week. The first person to send me a note with the right answer is going to get a Pastiche gift card where you can come and you can meet Tim. You can get a selfie with him. You're quivering because that's so good. You actually just broke out in a little bit of a convulsion. There was a dance.
It was a dance.
I was watching you do it.
It was a dance.
What's a good question to ask our listeners, Tim?
It actually pertains to the Asabuco.
Oh, great.
What does Asabuco literally translate to?
Oh, that's a great question.
I don't even know the answer to that question off the top of my head. I'm embarrassed to say.
We want to know, what does Asabuco mean? What is it? What does it translate to? First person in with the right answer is going to get a Pastiche gift card, and the email address to send it to me is onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. First person in with the right answer gets a Pastiche gift card, and we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank couple more sponsors, and we're going to come back, finish our tasting, and talk about Jessica Nenetic's predictions for libation trends in 2017. You don't want to miss it. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't go away.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and you know how much Nancy and I love Jamie Sloan Wines. And we're inviting you, along with Jamie and Kim Sloan themselves, to join us on an exclusive wine river cruise down the majestic Rhone River next October. Together with Terry Ormland, independent travel consultant with Frosch Travel, our friends at AMA Waterways have thought of everything, and they'll see to it that we experience the best that the south of France has to offer. We'll taste premium wines from the regions of Beaujolais, Lyon and Provence, personally tour some of the wineries that we've only dreamed about, and set out on excursions from truffle and olive farming to gourmet chocolate tastings. And foodies will surely relish the world-class cuisine that'll be prepared especially for us against the backdrop of the world capitals of gastronomy. Learn more by going to my website today, onthemenulive.com, and click on the cruise link to save $750 per person if you book by December 31st. That's onthemenulive.com, and click on the cruise link. Or just call Terry Ormland today at 520-405-7862 and get ready for an experience that food and wine memories are made of.
And welcome back. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH, live from Pastiche. Sean Campbell, just south of Fort Lowell, and our celebrity co-host Jessica Nenetic has become one with the Asabuco.
I have.
And just watching your reaction to great New Year's Eve cuisine, it's like a dinner and a show right here.
Matt, you know I love good food and good drinks. So when I experience amazing food and bubbles. I'm in my happy place.
Well, another great segue because an amazingly bubbly chef is back with his executive chef, Tim Moore from Pastiche. Kicked out an amazing Osobuco. What else you got going on here, chef?
In front of you, we have a Amberjack Veracruz. It's wild caught from Mexico. We throw it on the grill, put our Veracruz sauce on top, our wild rice medley on the bottom. It's got the nice sauteed hair couvert.
Grilled yellowtail Veracruz. Okay, and you said it's grilled.
It is.
And you know why I know it's grilled? Because it has grill marks, Jessica Nenadick. Look at that. You can't make that up. That's real.
I'm a pretty good cook, Matt, but I cannot get grill marks on fish
like
that.
There's no way.
There's no way.
No, because the fish falls apart. You're scraping the grill, and you bring in something that is much less than what Tim
Moore. Teach me, Obi-Wan. How do I get grill marks on my fish?
Talk about this fish. So it's a grilled yellowtail from Mexico.
It is wild caught from Mexico.
Talk a little bit about the texture and kind of the flavor profile of this particular.
I would relate it to kind of a swordfish texture. The flavor's a little different, but it's definitely got a meatier steak texture to it than a flaky white fish. It is part of the tuna family.
Yeah, and I think that texture, that kind of the steaky
build
allows it to hold up to that grilling. So it really comes out without compromising the integrity of the flavor, which is what...
Thanks, Chef Matt.
I mean, hey.
You did all the talking for me. It's great.
This is beautiful. And again, a colorful dish. Plating is very important here. To Tim Moore, that Veracruz sauce, just fresh, beautiful tomato, onion. Just
olives.
Gorgeous.
Olives. Very traditional.
Jalapeno in there, yeah.
Very traditional with Veracruz.
This is the grilled yellowtail Veracruz. We also tasted the ancho beer braised pork. Osobuco, we talked bubbles, we talked cocktails. Chef Tim Moore, you have a dining room full of people wondering where you are. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. You got to get back to work or you're going to have some, there will be another revolt in here.
Yes, there will be.
Tim Moore from Pastiche, Happy New Year to you,
Happy New Year to you,
to the entire Moore family, and we
Happy
will look
Year,
forward
Chef.
To seeing you early in 2017.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Man, I love that guy. I love Tim Moore.
Can he cook at my house?
Does Chef Tim Moore make house calls?
Exactly.
No, that would upset the guests here at Pastiche.
Right.
Well, we opened the show, Jessica Nenadick, talking about the things that you thought made news in 2016. And I love when you sort of gaze into your crystal ball.
Okay.
And you offer your predictions for what the beverage landscape might look like next year. I know sometimes things go in and out. You know, as personalities change, as things change, but what are we going to expect to see next year when it comes to beverages?
Well, in the cocktail world, we're going to see barrel-aged cocktails. You're already starting to see them. Some of the restaurants and bars around town you can see a little oak barrel on the back, a little oak barrel on the back bar.
Right.
Those are specialty cocktails that I have made in a larger batch that they're aging in that barrel. They're giving time for those flavors to marry. They're using the influence of the oak in those small barrels to influence their specialty cocktails.
Okay, I've heard of barrel-aged spirits, obviously.
Obviously.
That are used to anchor a cocktail, which is then made, you know, manually right before you. I want to make sure I heard you right. You say that the entire cocktail is being aged in the barrel?
These amazing bartenders are coming up with their own concoctions, whether it's a classic cocktail like a Manhattan or something new that they've discovered and invented. And they're using the barrel as an element in the cocktail.
That's exactly right. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Right. I think John Kulikowski at Hacienda del Sol was talking about a barrel-aged Negroni or a barrel-aged Manhattan or really anything.
Yes and yes and yes. Absolutely yes.
So what from a flavor perspective, what does barrel-aging a cocktail provide the consumer that just a cocktail made from a barrel-aged spirit?
Well, you're going to do two things when you age something. You're going to marry those flavors so that whatever single ingredient that you use, all of the single ingredients come together, multiple ingredients in a barrel, and marry and mellow and mingle together to create a more cohesive flavor. Secondly, what you're going to do is you're going to use the influence of the barrel, the spirit moving in and out of the wood grains, the a little bit of an oxidization that happens with a cocktail or with booze. In a barrel.
The spirit moving in and out of the wood grains.
Yes.
I want to see like an animation of that. That's exciting to me.
It's very exciting. So that is a huge trend. You're going to see small wooden barrels on the back of your favorite bars, and you're going to ask your favorite bartender, hey, what's in that?
So
and it usually takes about 5 to 6 weeks to perfect that age. But when it's right, it's so delicious. Another thing you're going to see, and I'm so happy to announce this, 2017, I think, is going to be the year of dry rosé.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Big words from Jessica
Benedict. I'm just going to say it. I was at a country club that shall remain nameless, and a nice lady pulled me aside and said, I have been drinking pink wine, and it is not sweet. And she just thought she was breaking news to me. But what's happening is people are realizing that rosé is gorgeous wine. It's a red, has somewhat of a red wine flavor with the benefit and in the crispness of a white wine. And in our weather, Matt, in Arizona, it's perfect.
We're going to be talking at this time next year with you, and you're going to say what a hit dry rosé was. Anyway, Jessica Nenadik from Young's Market Company, it's always so much fun keeping up with you and watching you work around this town and, you know, being the first in on the scene, you know, able to talk to these great bartenders, these restaurateurs. About the great portfolio there at Young's Market. I tell you what, you represent some of the finest brands that Nancy and I love. And I just want to thank you for everything you do in this community. And I'm going to arm wrestle you for the rest of that Oso Buco.
Did you
come prepared for game here?
Yeah, you better get your game on, Matt.
Anyway, Happy New Year to you and the Nenadik family. I'm so appreciative for our friendship. And I hope it's not until December 31st until I see you again. See you soon. We are going to say Happy New Year to all of our listeners. And if you missed any part of this show whatsoever, on themenulive.com, it'll be rebroadcast. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Jessica Nenadik reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it is On the Menu Live. Cheers. We'll see you at Pastiche for New Year's Eve.